وقل رب زدني علما.
الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وموالاه، أما بعد، الله عز وجل سائر القرآن: وإذ يرفع إبراهيم القواعد من البيت وإسماعيل ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم. الله عز وجل مش in this ayah the prophet Ibrahim and his son Ismail, both from the great prophets of Allah, were building Allah's Kaaba, Allah's house, the Kaaba in Mecca, by the command of Allah عز وجل. Allah ordered them. It is the house of Allah, rather the greatest and the best house of Allah on earth, and by the command of Allah. And they obey Allah and they raise it. Then they make dua, رَبَّنَا تَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ. Oh, our Lord, accept it from us. These are prophets of Allah who obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by building what Allah command them of his house, who surely did solely that for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because they are the prophets of Allah. And Prophet Ibrahim is known to be the imam of the muwahideen, people upon tawheed. ثم أوحينا إليك أن اتبع ملة إبراهيم حنيفة. Even Allah command Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to follow Prophet Ibrahim because he was upon tawheed, hanif. This is a clear proof that a believer, regardless how sincere, how honest he is, regardless how the action he is doing is based on the command of Allah, should ask Allah to accept from him. So it's not sufficient you do the ibadah for the sake of Allah and you do it in the correct way, but rather you should also ask Allah to accept it from you. رَبَّنَا تَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ. These two prophets spread tawheed. They spread the tawheed and their sunnah, their way that Allah commanded them, to uphold it and to call others to it. And people took that from them and they were upon tawheed until the people change. Until they change. So Kaaba was a place of tawheed built by Prophet Ibrahim and Ismail. And those who believe in them were upon that tawheed. Some scholars say about 2,000 years to 2,500. Until someone from the Arabs, from the people there, went to Sham. And there he brought new religion. A religion of shirk. A religion of innovations. A religion of blind following. He went there, he liked what people doing it. Amr ibn Luhay. He was a leader. And when he went to another country and he saw something he liked of idol worshipping, he forgot what he was upon of Tawheed and Sunnah. So he brought a lot of idols with him, surrounded with the Kaaba, called his people to worship, and the like, and they worship, started worshiping other than Allah. They started worship, following other than the prophets of Allah. Shirk and innovation. Allah sent Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the greatest of the messengers of Allah, who without doubt is the best of the messengers. Therefore, on the day of judgment, when people remain 50,000 years under the heat of the sun. Wallahu yulhimuhum, Allah guide the people to ask someone to intercede for them. They go to their father, Prophet Adam, who is a prophet of Allah, chosen by Allah, fajtabahu. Allah chose Prophet Adam. He tell them, go to who? Prophet Nuh, he's the first messenger. Prophet Nuh, he says, he make dua already. He make dua against his people. Allah destroy all those on earth because he was there 950 years calling them to Tawheed and Sunnah, two things. Tawheed and Sunnah. Tawheed, worship Allah alone. Sunnah, follow only the messenger, nothing else. This is the summary of the call of the messengers. The summary of the call of the messengers is only two. La ilaha illallah. There's no true God but Allah, all act of worship solely for Allah and following the messenger. So Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, so Prophet Ismail, Prophet Ibrahim, he say, go to Prophet Nuh. Prophet Nuh, he say, go to Prophet Ibrahim. First Prophet Adam, then Prophet Nuh, then Prophet Nuh say, go to who? Prophet Ibrahim. Then Prophet Ibrahim say, go to who? Prophet Musa. Then Prophet Musa say, go to Prophet Isa. Prophet Isa say, go to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Each one say, moving it to the other one. This is to show all the creation, all human are there, all the jinn are there, angels are surrounding them, to show who Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is. There he say, ana laha, ana laha, it is for me. And he make intercession, and his intercession is accepted. So he is the greatest of the messengers of Allah. And he is the last who was sent to all human beings, to the Jewish, to the Christian, to the atheists, to all human with their different background. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is their messenger. There is no interfaith. There is no Abrahamic faith, what they call, which is being Jewish or a Christian or a Muslim, doesn't matter. You make to the Jannah, you make to Allah, that's disbelief and kufr and corruption. Allah has only one religion, Al-Islam. Inna deena inda Allah, Al-Islam. And it's Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam who was sent with that Islam. So Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu wa sallam, who is the last and the greatest, was sent to those people who Amr bin al-Luhay changed their religion, to call them back to what Prophet Ibrahim used to call people to. Call them back what Prophet Ismail used to call people to. Call back what the Kaaba was built for, which is to worship only Allah, to follow the messenger. Those people, they rejected Quraysh. How good is every Muslim on earth, everyone who say, La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah, to know this reality. Because most of them don't know it. That's why they're doing, many of them, the same thing Quraysh, the idol worshipers, were doing it. But they don't know it. Because they don't know what Messenger Muhammad was saying with, in reality. So, those people, they rejected Quraysh. Originally, who they used to follow? Yes? Where originally from where? The Quraysh. Who are they following originally before they change? Prophet Ibrahim and Prophet Ismail. They were upon Tawheed. They are in the land of Tawheed. They were in the religion of Prophet Ibrahim until that man changed. When Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam called them back to what the Prophet Ibrahim used to be, what their religion used to be, they rejected. Why? For different factors. One of it, blind following. Blind following their fathers. Inna wajadna ala aba'ana ala umma wa inna ala atharihim muqtadun. We found our fathers being on a way, we following their guidance. Wa idha qila lahum tabi'u ma anzala, qalu bal nattabi'u ma wajadna alayhi aba'ana. Qalu bal nattabi'u ma alfayna alayhi aba'ana. إنهم ألفوا آباءهم ضالين فهم على آثارهم يهرعون. They say they are following their fathers. They are following the people before them. This is something new to them. Abu Talib, the uncle of the Prophet ﷺ, who helped a lot the messenger. When he was about to die, Prophet Muhammad ﷺ called him to La ilaha illallah. What he said, هو على ملة عبد المطلب. He is going to die on the religion of his father, who was idol worshipper. His son, Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, is calling him to Tawheed, and he knows he's right. He even has a poem that Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is a messenger of Allah, and he's right. But Abu Talib says he cannot leave the religion of his father, Abdul Muttalib. He was a great man. So blind follower. So any Muslim who comes to the truth, this is the sunnah of the Messenger Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. This is the way of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. This is the way of his companion, and say, no, this is not the way I grow up. Back home, my community, they don't know this. My big sheikh, he doesn't do this. This blind following. I was here. I was giving a class. A brother was sitting here. And the class was after Fajr. After Fajr, Saturday. I remember it, years back. And in the class that the Jewish and Christian are disbelievers. After the class finished, this brother, he come to me. He said, what do you say? The Jewish Christian disbelievers. They said, they're not disbelievers. They don't say they are disbelievers. I say, why? He said, say the people of the book. I say, yes, they are the people of the book, but also they are also disbelievers. He said, no. We open the Quran together. Noble Quran. لَقَدْ كَفَرَ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا إِنَّ اللَّهَ ثَالِثُ ثَلَاثَةَ. They disbelieve those who say Allah is one of three. Trinity. لَقَدْ كَفَرَ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا إِنَّ اللَّهَ وَالْمَسِيحُ وَالْمَرْيَمُ. They disbelieve those who say Messiah is Allah. The son of Maryam is Allah. I say, disbelief. It's not me who wrote down. Kafara, disbelief. He said, my sheikh doesn't say that. Wallahi, I have never seen him after that. Some people, if they hear you saying something right, they don't analyze what you say in it. They don't look according to that. They have other ways to consider, emotions, blind following. He left, he never come back. Question, was it good not to say the Christian and Jewish are disbelievers since the brother left? Was it something good to hide that so nobody goes? La. The guidance is in the hand of Allah. Ma alayka illa al-balagh. Say the right thing in the correct way. Then it's with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. قَالُوا مَعْذِرَةٍ إِلَىٰ رَبِّكُمْ وَلَعَلَّهُمْ يَتَّقُونَ. So, one of the cause of Quraysh idol worship not to accept the message of Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which is the message of the messenger they referring to, they attach themselves to Prophet Ibrahim and Ismail, is blind following. We found our father being, our sheikhs being this, our way being this. A believer should avoid that. Your sheikh is not a messenger. Your sheikh is not a perfect. Your sheikh can't even follow desire. Your sheikh can be ignorant. Your sheikh can mistake. A great alim, Sheikh Ibn Taymiyyah, when he was talking about those who their imams in religion, leadership in religion, are agree upon, and Imam Malik, Imam Shafi'i, Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal, Imam Abu Hanifa, these are a'imma. These are a'imma, ummah, are agree upon, but they have mistakes. He have a book, رفع الأعلام أعلام عن أئمة الملام عن أئمة الأعلام. And he mentioned many reasons that the alim, the scholar, the true scholar can mistake. What do you talk about other person? He gave excuses. He may not know it. He may know the text, but he may disauthenticate it. He may authenticate it, but he may think there's another text stronger than it, so he leave it. He may even forget it. He may. So this is the reality of the greatest of scholars. What do you think of the rest? Therefore, your scholar, your sheikh, your beloved one, he is not perfect. He is not a messenger. Messengers are corrected if they mistake. عَفَى اللَّهُ عَنْكَ لِمَا أَذِنْتَ لَهُ. The messenger of Allah, if they mistake, Allah corrects them. but the rest are not guaranteed. Therefore, avoid blind following. Regardless how much you love your Shaykh, you see, mashallah, he's sincere, he's honest, he knows the truth, he adheres to it, have in mind, at the end of the day, he's not a prophet, he's not a messenger, he can mistake. Therefore, follow the texts. That's one thing. Another one caused the Quraysh, the idol worship, to reject the message, which is the very big one. And many people who are praying Taraweeh, fasting, are on the same route. Be careful. Wallahi, many imams of masajid, they are on the same path, which is worshipping other than Allah, praying to other than Allah, calling other than Allah. And what they are called, why are you calling other than Allah? Call only Allah. قُلْ إِنَّمَا أَدْعُوا رَبِّي. Say, O Adam, I only call my Lord. I only pray to my Lord, the one who created me. وَلَا أُشْرِكُ بِي أَحَدًا. I don't associate anyone with him in worship. That act of worship, prayer for Allah. So now, when you want to make dua, you want health, your ibadah be accepted, you want children, you want a good job, you want a business to succeed, you want a Jannah, you want something, only Allah. Don't call Jailani, or Tijani, or Hussein, or Hassan, or Jesus, or any creation. Only Allah. That's what Allah says. قُلْ إِنَّمَا أَدْعُوا رَبِّي. Say, I only call my Lord. وَلَا أُشْرِكُ بِهِ أَحَدًا. The Quraysh, they were calling other than Allah in the east, not in the difficulty. In the hardship, only Allah. فَإِذَا رَكِبُوا فِي الْفُلْكِ. What was that? فَإِذَا رَكِبُوا فِي الْفُلْكِ دَعَوُ اللَّهَ. If they embark on the ocean, these mushrikeen, the enemy of Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, not Muslims, if they go on the ocean, on the ship, they fear for their life, waves come from everywhere, now they are uncertain about to die, be destroyed, they call only Allah. They don't call Sanam, idol, they don't call Isa, they don't call anybody else, they call only Allah. فَلَمَّا نَجَّاهُمْ إِلَى الْبَرِّ إِذَا هُمْ شِرْكُ. Allah saved them to the land. Behold, there they make shirk. So when they're in difficult, in hardship, they only pray to Allah. You can never find any ayah in Quran that the idol worshippers, the enemy of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when they're in hardship, that they ever call to anyone other than Allah. If you know that ayah, please tell us now. Mention the ayah. Allah said in ayah, just remember this ayah. قُلَا رَأَيْتَكُمْ إِنْ أَتَاكُمْ عَذَابُ اللَّهِ أَوْ أَتَتْكُمُ السَّاعَةِ أَغَيْرَ اللَّهِ تَدْعُونَ إِنْ كُنْتُمْ صَادِقِينَ بَلْ إِيَّاهُ تَدْعُونَ. Many times Allah asking Quran, the idol worshiper, if so and so happen, are you calling other than Allah? Allah leave the answer for them. This ayah, Allah is one who answer for them. That if a punishment comes to them, or the hour take place, Allah said, أَغَيْرَ اللَّهِ تَدْعُونَ. Are you calling other than Allah? You invoking other than Allah? You praying other than Allah? Allah said, بَلْ إِيَّاهُ تَدْعُونَ. كُنْتُمْ صَادِقِينَ بَلْ إِيَّاهُ تَدْعُونَ. To him alone, you calling. Allah answered. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned, if they go hardship, if the hour comes, punishment comes, they will call only Allah. بَلْ إِيَّاهُ تَدْعُونَ. إِيَّاهُ مَعْمُولُ قُدِّمْ لِإِفَادَةِ الْحَصَرِ. It's like إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ. They are upon tawheed in that situation. When they are in the east, they call other than Allah. They call even Prophet Ibrahim. They call Prophet Ismail. They have their image, Prophet Ismail, Ibrahim and Ismail, in the Kaaba. The day Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam captured Makkah, conquered Makkah, he entered Kaaba, he saw the image of Prophet Ibrahim Ismail in the Kaaba. He turned these images, destroyed it. Just like the churches, they have images everywhere. Many so-called masajid, they have image of Hussein and Hassan. When you enter the Shia masajid, some of them, you enter Hussein, Hassan, Ayatollah, Khomeini, somebody image. That's not in Islam. Islam, rather, it destroyed the image. It's one of the means of shirk. Pictures, images destroyed. unless necessity, keep it in its place, in your wallet, on somewhere. Don't expose it. This is from the means of shirk. Al-Muhim. So these people in the East, in the difficult, they were praying only Allah. In the East is when they were calling other than Allah. Why were they calling other than Allah? Why were they calling other than Allah? They were saying these are closer to Allah than us. They are awliya, saints. مَا نَعْبُدُهُمْ إِلَّا لِيُقَرِّمُونَا إِلَى اللَّهِ. We don't worship them, but to get us nearer to Allah. The only reason is they're closer to Allah than us. So instead of calling Allah, praying Allah is straight, we go to them, and on behalf of us, they ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is exactly 100% what some people who recite Quran, who fast Ramadan, who say La ilaha illallah Rasulullah, exactly that's what they're doing. Wallahi, they calling other than Allah. By Allah, they praying other than Allah. Sheikh Jailani, Sheikh Tijani, they calling Hussein, they calling Hassan, they calling other than Allah. If you ask them why, Hassan and Hussein control the universe? Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jailani, Sheikh Ahmed Tijani control the universe? They say no. Why? But they're closer to Allah, they're awliya. They're awliya, Allah honored them. And we are sinful. Allah has awliya, yes. We are calling them to intercede for us. One of the Somali Sufi Sheikh, you want to see here? I have it for you. He say, if you are calling Allah the entire night, whole night, you're calling Allah, you're not sure Allah will answer your dua. But if you go to a saint, to the grave of the saint will be pleased with you. And he will intercede for you. And Allah accepts the intercession. And the awliya saying they have whatever they wish with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahumma yashaun inda rabbim. Through that you get what you want, either in this life or the hereafter. Think about it. Whole night you are calling Allah. You're not sure Allah is going to answer you. But you go visit the grave of a saint. You ask him, he will be happy with you. Then he will intercede for you. And the awliya, they get whatever they want from Allah. Through that, you get what you want, either in this dunya or in the hereafter. This is the translation of his language. This is exactly what Quraysh is doing. هؤلاء شفعاؤنا عند الله. These are our intercessors with Allah. So, act of worship, especially dua, is the greatest. Don't call prophets of Allah. Don't even ask Allah by the name of a prophet. Where is that in the deen? Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by his beautiful names, attributes. وَاللَّهِ الْأَسْمَاءُ الْحُسْنَى فَادْعُوهُ بِهَا. Ask Allah by his name, by his attribute, by his description. He is the greatest, subhanahu. Ask him alone. And this is all the dua of the messenger. يَا حَيُّ يَا قَيُّ اللَّهُمَّ إِنَّكَ عَفُوُ اللَّهُمَّ اللَّهُمَّ اللَّهُمَّ. All this is asking Allah through his name, Allah. So, don't call other than Allah. So these people, they deviated because of worshiping other than Allah with the intention to get close to Allah. The other cause which caused them to deviate is innovationism. This way is not the way of Prophet Ibrahim. It's not the way of Prophet Ismail. Why are you doing it? Amr bin Luhay is the one who brought these things. This is not the religion of the messenger you say you're following. They say here there is good innovation. What's wrong with it? The same thing today. Some Muslims, they practice in something Prophet Muhammad never heard about it. He never did it as a way of worship. Why are you doing it? It's good innovation. Such a way you have in masajid, some Muslim masajid, there's musical instrument in the masjid. Dance, wallahi, is like gym. Some of them, they say la ilaha illallah. Well, how you say it? Say la ilaha illallah 166 times. I have the book, Al-Jawahir al-Nafis fi Khawas al-Sheikh Awais. 166 times. La ilaha illallah, when you say la, look the right side. When you say ilaha, look up. When you say illallah, look the left. La ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah. 166 times. In the same book, you want to remember Allah? Say the حروف الهجائية ألف باء تاء ثاء جيم ح all the way into one brief ألف باء تاء ثاء جيم ج ج ج ج all the way. What is the point? In another book, Al-Fuyudat al-Rabbani al-Ma'ath al-Qadiriyya faced the direction of Iraq. I have all these books here with me now. Here with me in the office. Don't think I'm talking about something is not here. Follow me after that. When I finish, say, Akhi, show me what you show me. Because, ليس الخبر كالمعاينة. Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said, what you see is not what you are mentioning. When you see, you will increase knowledge. So see what in this book is. Take 11 steps to the direction of Iraq, to the right side or left side. And then say, Ya Sayyidi Jailani. You call it Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jailani. 11 steps. Where is this come from? Some of them, when they want to say, La ilaha illallah, Allah, 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 Allah. Some of them, Some of them, Subhanallah, if you see, you will laugh. What, how he make a dhikr? Wallahi al-Azim. I have it. Where did this come from? Dancing, playing. Exactly that's the way it is. I have it. Video. Full of masjid. What is the cause? Because they lost the understanding of Muhammadun Rasul. Muhammad is the messenger of Allah. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he's the messenger. Meaning, he carry message from Allah. Worship Allah according to that message, not the message of somebody else. Worship Allah according to the message of Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You want to pray? You want to remember Allah? You want to make Hajj? You want to do something? Hold on. Before you do it, ask what the messenger did. Ask. أَوَلَمْ يَكْفِهِمْ أَنَّا أَنْزَلْنَا عَلَيْكَ الْكِتَابُ يُتْلَى عَلَيْهِمْ. Isn't Messenger Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم the best to follow? لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنَةٌ. Aren't we commanded to follow him? Yes. So any act of worship you do and ask, here is a question. People, they differ. What's the role of dhikr beenis? Dhikr beenis. Tusbah. Subha. Very simple question. Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم used to make dhikr beenis, used to use dhikr beenis. If you find it, do it. His companion, they used to do it because we also commanded to follow the companion of the messengers, those who were with him, those who aid him, those who make dua for them, those who supported him, those Allah praised him in Quran, Prophet said, we are commanded. Did they used to use dhikr bil? If you don't find, stay away from it. Don't bring any arguments. Prophet Muhammad said, used to use it? No. He used to make dhikr, right? He used to remember Allah, yes. What he used to use? His fingers. Don't you have fingers? Subhanallah, subhanallah. He said, these fingers will be questioned. Yustantaqna. He will talk on the day of judgment. He will witness for you. Use. It's not a big thing with some people, but in a way it's a big thing. After Salah, I'm sorry, I took too long. I will shorten in 2 minutes, inshallah. 2 minutes. After Salah, some masajid, not far from us, close masajid, closest masjid to us. After Salah, the Imam raises his hands, make dua, jama'a, ameen, right after every mandatory prayer. Simple question. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he was a prophet of Allah 23 years. He was leading the 5 prayer years. Close to, how many? Close to, Allah alam, 60 years. 5 prayer. Salah was made mandatory on the 10th year of Makkah. ليلة إسراء والمعراج. Some علماء they say 6 years. المهم 10 years in Mecca. Then 13 he was in Mecca صلى الله عليه وسلم. And in Medina he was, yes, in Medina he was 10. So that's 13. 13 years Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم leading 5 prayers. Sahaba. Even it's not authentic that one single day after he finished Salah, he make collective dua. He make dua Sahaba said, I mean, even one time. Al-Imam Nawawi Rahimahullah, one of the great scholars, he died 676, he mentioned his time, they started doing that in 2 prayer, in Fajr and Asr. And he said, وَهَذَا مُحْدَثَ And this is innovation, Imam Nawawi. After Fajr, after Asr, only 2 salah. Shaykh Salim Taymiyyah, his time, the same thing. He mentioned those 2. Not that long, was start all 5 prayer. Imam finished, Ameen, Rabbana Atina, Jama'a Ameen. Prophet Muhammad SAW was not used to do. His Sahaba were not used to do it. Now the people, they differ. Very simple. Don't blind follow that imam or that imam. Ask. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to lead the salah, yes. Did he do? He used to make dua for the Muslim in that collective way, raising his hand, saying Amin after mandatory prayer? After mandatory prayer? If you don't find no, don't do it. Because he's the messenger. If you find him doing sallallahu alaihi wasallam, follow him. Because he's the messenger. If we uphold, adhere to these two principles, brothers and sisters, La ilaha illa Muhammadur Rasulullah, all act of worship is for Allah. Muhammadur Rasulullah, all act of worship should be according to the way of Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you guarantee you will not lose, you will not lose, you will not deviate. Man ittaba'a hudaya, fala yadillu, wala yashqa. In this dunya, then you will not lose. In the year after, you will not lose. Why? Because you are holding into tawheed. La ilaha illallah, Muhammad Rasulullah. So no shirk and no innovation. Tawheed, worshiping Allah alone, and following Messenger Muhammad, salawatullahi wa salamu alayhi. And any issue the people they deliver, have that in mind. Have that in mind. It's really a summary of the deen of Islam. Anything, I'm confused. This sheikh says this, that sheikh says this. Akhi, don't confuse. The religion, layluha kanahariha, is very clear. اتبعوا ما أنزل إليكم من ربكم. Follow what has been revealed to you from your Lord. ولا تتبعوا من دون أولياء. Don't follow anything else. So ask, get back and ask yourself, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, how he used to pray, how he used to make dhikr, how he used to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what he used to do, adhere to it. He didn't do it, leave it. Even if your beloved Shaykh is doing it. We ask Allah al-Karim to guide us to the Tawheed and the Sunnah of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam until we meet with Allah azza wa jalla forgiven.